Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Back to another week of the Hashtag Finance Master Show.
Always a pleasure.
This week, the show will be future gazing with AI and finance today. And it's actually a pretty exciting article. So if you haven't read it already, you can also go in and catch it on the blog. But let's dig into it. We asked this morning, what's in the future of AI in finance? Or what is the future? And here, we would follow a day in the life of a finance professional of the future. So how did AI transform this role? Meet Suk, a finance professional from the future. Suk recently joined Tesla's subscription for unlimited robo-taxi journeys, and so arrives at his company's corporate headquarters nice and refreshed after watching a personalized financial newscast on his fifth generation Apple Vision Pro mixed reality lenses. They are kind of futuristic there, right? The newscast, read by a virtual reality AI presenter, has all the latest Bloomberg news he needs to be aware of in their sector for the day. He's focused, relaxed, and ready to get going, or kick back and relax, perhaps. So welcome to my not-so-average day at the office. Hey, welcome to a day in my life as a finance professional. One thing that hasn't changed is coffee. Come over here and join me at my workstation. How do you take yours? Even though the morning coffee hasn't changed, from what I understand, just about everything to do with your typical finance job has evolved in some way. Over the years, artificial intelligence has drastically changed how, when and where we work. And I want to walk you through how my typical day goes. 8:59 in the morning, autonomous decision-making, a morning check-in with my AI assistant. We each have a personal assistant. Mine called itself Sync. Sync analyzed the overnight market trends before I even arrived in the office and made adjustments to some of the PI announcement timelines, financial reports, and forecasts based on geopolitical events and rumblings in our key markets. Sync also sent me a summary of suggested changes we should think about to your current investments and capital growth projects, and schedule a call for me with some of the key decision makers and stakeholders before we decide on how to proceed. Indeed, a global study from the Workforce Institute from before my time suggested that management and staff wasted more than an hour a day on administration that wasn't core to their job. That's all changed. The autonomy Sync has to make decisions and take actions without human approval. But it's still astonishing for me to think about how all the manual work that's now been automated that I might have had to do once upon a time. While there's still human oversight, AI has already developed to the stage where decisions ranging from asset allocation investment portfolios to real-time budget adjustments can be pre-authorized and carried out instantly. 11 a.m. Silent Guardian, how AI enables advanced fraud detection. Throughout the day, another AI tool is continuously running in the background, scanning for irregularities and signs of fraud. Around 11 a.m., I got an alert about a potential fraudulent transaction. Within moments, the system had already halted a transaction and initiated an internal review, all without human intervention. It's almost kind of like Minority Report, if you have ever watched that movie with Tom Cruise, where they are preventing crime before it happens. Pretty interesting. Turns out to be a false positive in the end, and not a fraudulent transaction. But the power of AI in helping us to detect when there might be possible infractions is invaluable. 1:59 p.m., making analytics available, having the latest financial insights at my fingertips. After lunch, I have a meeting with a small business client. I asked my AI assistant to pull up some snappy infographics of the client's performance and also to give me some key takeaways that will help to structure our conversation around the client's objectives. My AI assistant carried out the task and produced the information in a matter of minutes. Thanks to AI-powered analytics, I could provide them with insights that in the past would have required a team of analysts and days of work. This democratization of financial tools has not just made my life easier, it's a game changer for our clients. 3:06 p.m. Emotional intelligence, better understanding our clients and the mood of the market. Around 3 p.m., a sentiment analysis tool flags a shift in consumer feeling related to one of our key investment sectors. Because the AI tool was able to consume and interpret so much data so quickly, we're able as a team to come together and make decisions about how to react best for our product, our customer, and our company. It's not just about the numbers anymore. Understanding emotions and market sentiment is crucial. This adds a whole new layer to decision-making in finance and has turned us from a reporting function into a value-adding function. 4:34 p.m. Blockchain and AI, transparent and efficient end-of-day reports. Something that's been a game changer as well for the way we use data and the way artificial intelligence interprets the data is blockchain-based technologies. As my day wraps up, I check the blockchain-based transaction records backed by AI algorithms and machine learning. Our ability to interpret, analyze, and visualize data has been revolutionized. This transparency and efficiency have transformed operations, making end-of-day reconciliation almost a thing of the past. 5:29 p.m., a shifting focus, making more time for work that matters. Although it's hard for me to imagine from what I understand from how finance roles used to be, I have much less administration and routine tasks to complete and much more oversight over how the artificial intelligence carries out the operations of my function. And because of these AI tools, finance roles shift dramatically. Far less of an operator now and much more of a decision maker. My AI work tools give me more time to focus on strategy, mentorship, and other aspects that require someone to be innately human. As I log off and reflect on my day, it's clear that what was once seemed like the future is already here. Now it's hard for me to imagine what my working life as a finance professional must have been like in the past. And honestly, all I can think is that these smart tools with human oversight are making finance more exciting, efficient, and meaningful than ever before. Is this a future you can imagine as well? Or does it sound too spacey? I'll open the floor for a brief Q&A. If someone wants to come up and ask questions or share a quick perspective, feel free to raise hand and let's have a quick dialogue around this. Stephen, welcome to the stage. Feel free to share your perspectives or ask questions.
Thanks for having me on. I had a question about, did you read the new regulations that came out on AI regulations and how will that impact?
No, I haven't deep dived into those, unfortunately, but it's obviously an area where there's been little to no regulation in the past. And of course, we are expected to see more of that. So I'll make a note to check that out, Stephen.
Because I don't know how it's going to work with regulation impacting AI, and the blockchain is eventually going to get regulated too. I just wonder how it's all going to interplay.
Yeah, I guess it's left to be seen, but obviously we have to dig into it, consider it, and make some perspectives on it. So definitely a good one to look into. Anyone else has questions or thoughts to share?
What other AIs do you use besides OpenAI that you personally practice with?
So actually, I have only mostly used ChatGPT for now, to be honest. But I think there's a lot more to dig into. I know my teams have been experimenting with different video software and other bits. So I think we're just exploring like everyone else. So we're not the robo-accountants either yet.
I heard the real estate industry is going to get hit real hard on jobs.
I could imagine so. There's going to be a lot of job loss, but hopefully also a lot of job gains. So let's see how it turns out. All right. I really do appreciate that more than 100 people joined this show, even though I made some schedule hiccups. Thanks a lot, everyone, for listening in. Thanks, Stephen, for just coming to the stage here at the end. And I'll try to get a bit more structure next week where we actually have a guest. We have a sponsored show talking about ESG. So looking forward to that and see everyone next week. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode.